We have considered so far the building blocks of music, rules that determine structure, form, enunciation, permitted paths of development, and also the philosophical ideas underlying these rules and methods. But the instantaneous appeal of music lies in its ability to speak directly and meaningfully, even to the untrained ear. It is this evocative aspect that we seek now to explore, and we do this by considering music's relationship with nature. Let us begin by returning to a basic point, the swars of the saptak. The shuddh swars, or the pure, unaltered swars, are associated with the cries of birds and animals. One text identifies them thus. Sharj is the cry of the peacock, and Rishabh of the bull. The bleating of the goat is Gandhar, and Madhyam is the heron's call. In spring, the cuckoo sings pancham. During the rains, the frog croaks dhaivat. Nishad is trumpeted by the elephant. Two facts emerge. First, that musical sound derives from the natural sounds of the environment. Second, that these natural sounds, now transposed to the realm of culture, continue to share with the former a link with the seasons. Consider further the fact that each swar and shruti is associated with a color, has a specific temperament, and a reigning deity. This suggests that nature, human life, and the gods, or natural, human, suprahuman states, are all part of the same beautiful Maya. We have seen that the six primary rags are Bhairav, Malkaus, Hindol, Shri, Deepak, and Megh. These are associated with and signify the six seasons. Rags derived from these six share these seasonal associations. Thus, rags of the Malhar group, born of the parent rag Megh, are invariably associated with the monsoon. Different rags of the same season present different aspects of that season. Listen to the sound of rag Megh, played here by Shiv Kumar Sharma on the santoor. There is a gentle sweetness here, a liquid quality. Thank you. Dhulia Malhar, sung by Pandit Jasraj, is appropriate to the very start of the monsoon, when summer's hold over the earth is questioned by the first monsoon breezes that stir up the dry, dusty earth. Hence the name, Dhulia Malhar.
Sujana Meru Piya Chetara Sujana
Listen to the downpour of Miyaki Malhar in this rendering on the Surbahar by Imrat Khan. The swinging ni dha ni phrase rumbles like thunder in the lower saptak, and in the higher register it cuts through the listener like a sharp wind. Echoing through all these rags, uniting them in their apparent differences, are the characteristics of the Malhar Prakar, the beautiful means between Rishab and Pancham, and the emphasis on Rishab. The rags of spring, similarly, bring out the different faces of this capricious season, sandwiched between winter and summer. Spring begins with Basant Panchami, when Saraswati is worshipped. The mustard fields are aglow with bright yellow flowers. The tesu tree is in bloom. The sharp biting winds find an echo in the almost surreal landscapes of rags like Hindol and Basant. Listen to this latter rag played by Shiv Kumar Sharma. Bahar, sung here by Bhimsen Joshi, is warmer, more playful.
Kaliyana sang karada, rangaralida, kaliyana sang karada, rangaralida, mamada gunjar pune.
And typical of the festival of Holi is this rendering of Rag Kafi by Ravi Shankar. It is not only the seasons that are appropriate to certain rags, but times of the day as well. The day is divided into 8 prahars, 4 of sunlight, 4 of darkness. Time is not, however, measured here by the clock, but is linked to nature's clock, the sun. The liminal times between night and day, between darkness and light, those magical hours of dawn and dusk are articulated musically through the deeply meditative Sandhi Prakash Rags, the rags of the meeting of light and darkness. These rags emphasize Komal Rishab and Komal Dhaivat. Here is an example of a Sandhi Prakash Rag of the morning, rag by Ragi Bhairav, sung by Pandit Jasraj. As the sun grows stronger and the day progresses, the very different luminous qualities of the late morning are reflected in a rag like Gaur Sarang. Listen now to this rag sung by Padma Talwalkar. Patdeep, sung here by Shruti Sadolikar, follows the Sarang group of rags in terms of musical time. Twilight is again a Sandhi Prakash time, a time of preparation for night and rest. One reflects now on all that has happened during the long day symbolic of life on earth. The music of this prayer reflects nature's inward-oriented energies. Listen to Puriya, sung by Rajan and Sajan Mishra. Night releases us equally from the questioning, contemplative moods of dawn and dusk and from the purposeful briskness of the day. Yet, the dark sky and the stars remind us of the mystery and grandeur of the universe. The majestic and graceful Bageshri Kanra, played here on the violin by N. Rajam, epitomizes the qualities of the night rags. When music is sung or played by a great artist, the listener is integral to his expression. In the Indian tradition of performance, the listener is not just passive, but an active participant in the performer's process of creation. Listening to music is, one might say, an act of deep love, a creative act. One listens not merely with one's ears, but with all the senses, with all of one's being. It is almost as if one were singing or playing oneself. Indeed, so complete is this identification with the performer and his process of creation that one almost anticipates the next phrase, though such anticipation never dulls the exhilarating newness of the music. In creating music, it is not so much what is sung as how it is sung. Not so much the newness of the music at a physical, tangible level as the musician's ability to rediscover musical truths. To tell the same beautiful story so that each time it is created and discovered afresh, so that each time what is said rings true. In order for this to happen, we, the audience, bear the responsibility of listening lovingly, attentively. It is the gift of our listening that completes the circle of sound, rhythm, and emotion, that is, music.
Yeah.